to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think it's great. It gives the public an opportunity to demonstrate one more way and one more place, their willingness and desire to be an organ and tissue donor. We are looking for opportunities to demystify the process of organ and tissue donation. So many people in our community are affected by this, the need for a transplant, or have a family member who once was a donor and want to tell their story, and I think social media is a powerful way of sharing that. I think we can take opportunities like this to share the message that so many people are in need and that so many people's lives have been touched and affected by donation and transplantation, that we may encourage more people to tell their story, because the storytelling is really the power of changing the culture to encourage donation.
There is medical analyst Charles Alexander commenting on Facebook's addition of organ donor to timelines this week. And in just a few days, organ donor registries have seen huge boosts in registrations, all coming from Facebook users. Facebook's organ donor update, number 10 on this week's countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our weekly review of the hot hits and talk radio. This is a focus on the week ending Friday, May the 4th. Reviewing the top 10 hits in talk radio during the hour is determined by the staff at talkers.com. This week, Facebook is in the number 10 spot. Number 9, the Martin Zimmerman case, still in the top 10 after all this time. Host Preston Scott talked to legal analyst Chuck Hobbs and Zach Ward about the case for and against Zimmerman.
As a prosecutor, did anything stand out to you?
I think that when you listen to it, he sounds more calm than you would imagine. You would think that if I was sitting up trying to prepare this case against him, he doesn't sound as much of a raving lunatic as particularly the pundits probably have assumed, including myself. I mean, I'm also a pundit, as you well know, and I think that as, you know, the initial information was coming out, I think that one of the things about punditry that's interesting is you throw your opinion in, but since we're strictly dealing with what facts are out here now, not opinion, I would say that he sounds a lot more measured than the raving lunatic that you would think is going to go and shoot somebody. In a reckless
manner, looking to find somebody
required under second degree. Yes.
All right, Zach, as someone from a defense perspective, what stood out to you in that segment?
Well, much the same. He sounded like a fairly normal guy making a call about a suspicious person. He also, when this was first presented, I guess almost 2 months ago. Well, I was thinking about it last night, and there was a book written in 88-89, Tom Wolfe's first novel, Bonfire of the Vanities, had a character that was not loosely based on Al Sharpton, but was Al Sharpton with a different name. And we saw some of the same kind of setup here as we saw in that book, where the same kind of things are used, where they used a picture of the young man who was killed where he's extremely youthful, and they use a picture of the suspect when he looks like he's disheveled. The information we got was very chopped up. NBC, I think, assisted in that. Mr. Sharpton, of course, works for NBC. We got a very different picture than what we have now. And much like Chuck, when I first heard this news and heard the tape that they played, I mean, it really sounded like George Zimmerman was driving down the road in his dune buggy, sees a young kid, hops out, and starts blazing away. And that's what it sounded like. That's why it got everyone so upset. Now, I think this is coming out, and it seems that obviously it's still an awful thing that Mr. Martin was killed.
Absolutely.
But it seems that the events that led up to it are much more nuanced than what we were led to believe at the beginning. And Mr. Zimmerman sounds much, almost like a concerned citizen as opposed to a racist hunter of men.
Coming up, the foiled plot to blow up a bridge in Cleveland, the return of the Occupy Wall Street protesters, and a Chinese activist calls Congress, all up next when the Talk Radio Countdown Show moves along.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
I'm Lou D'Ambrosio, CEO of Sears Holdings, which includes Kmart. Kmart is a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. March for Babies gives our company an opportunity to support our families and our community. Take steps to help moms and babies at home and around the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are working together for stronger, healthier babies. And start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Talk radio in review for the week. Number 8 on the countdown, the Cleveland Bridge plot. Investigator Tim Dimoff talked to talk host Bill Wills about the FBI and local police working together to foil a group of five's plot to blow up that bridge in Cleveland.
Well, what we know is they had infiltrated this group and had informant on this group, communicating with them, and actually the informant introduced an undercover FBI agent to this group who helped them get allegedly what they wanted, to blow up different things that they desired. And basically they had a handle on this very well for quite some time, and they'd let it build up to the point where these people were asking for specific things that would be involved in bomb making and that. And then that's when they decided to shut it down and arrest them.
Tim, is this undercover police work at its best?
Yeah, I think it's very good. It shows you that, the FBI and the government and the police, they have their tentacles out there. They're monitoring what's going on. And, they're encouraging people to come forward and to help. But once again, when you're fighting terrorism, you're fighting the lone wolves, you're fighting people that have very strong ideas like this, your best tool is people in the street who are willing to share, that information that people underground are trying to do.
Tim, you mentioned lone wolves, and we've talked about this type of group or this profile, if you will, a lot since 9/11. The ringleader, I guess, arrested in this foiled bomb plot is from Indiana. Channel 3 says the other, all four, grew up in Greater Cleveland. Long histories, too, of hating the government, hating corporate America. And obviously the FBI, as you say, infiltrated to the point to where when they wanted some things, the FBI said, okay, let's try and control this.
Yeah, and what's happening here is this terrorism over the last 10 years is unfortunately has stimulated the non-traditional terrorists the non-foreign person, you know, the domestic terrorist here in the United States, people that have radical ideas. It's, you know, it's encouraged them to come out of the woodwork and to form their own little groups or their own little individuality and to plan plots to blow up stuff or to attack different things, you know, which has created another whole problem for us, because it's really domestic terrorism, and we've, you know, we've got to be aware of that.
We are up to number seven on the countdown, or perhaps down to number seven, the May Day protests. Here's host Brian Wilson talking to Buck Sexton, author of Occupy American Spring, about this week's protesting.
When we last chatted, you know, I got the sense, especially having lived up on West 60th Street for, well, for more years than I want to remember. going through the Lincoln Tunnel, going over the bridge, blah, 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 that these folks were going to be able to really caused some mayhem, at least in Manhattan, and other than a couple of yucca pucks over in Cleveburg with some phony dynamite and a bunch of FBI agents, I really didn't see that there was a whole lot of mayhem. What happened?
Well, here's the thing, and you know, we've been covering this issue. I've been covering this issue along with our editorial team to Blaze.com from literally day one, September 17th, 2011. And here's the thing: we've always laid out that the prime goal of this movement is really perception management oriented. They are trying to change the political discourse in this country, and I think that is now mainstream thought that they were able to do that. And for any of your listeners who think, well, that seems like kind of a stretch, just listen to what the White House is trotting out, talking about the Buffett rule, which is just nonsense class warfare rhetoric. Everyone knows it's not going to do anything about the deficit. The White House is now saying things about pay your fair share. If and when they reference things like the 99% and the 1%, everybody knows exactly what they're talking about. So the rhetoric has seeped into politics in America at the highest level, and it's changing the way Americans are talking about things right now with regard to the economy and, you know, fairness and everything else.
Number six on the countdown, that Chinese activist case. Here's part of the conversation from when this blind Chinese activist who'd been hiding out in the U.S. Embassy in Beijing called into a congressional hearing this week. The voice you hear speaking in English is a congressional translator.
I want to meet with the Secretary Clinton. I hope I can get more help from her. I also want to thank her face to face. I really afraid of my other family members' life, and they have installed 7 video cameras and even with the electric fence. And now, I mean, he wanted to, he said those security officers in my house and or basically said we want to see what else Chen Guangcheng can do. So the thing I'm most concerned right now is the safety also of my mother, my brothers, and I really want to know what's going on with that.
Up next, the latest on the John Edwards trial and the death of Junior Seau, when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm down in the main ballroom of a 4-star hotel in Austin with Tom, the GM. Tom, you've had 4 wedding receptions in 3 days. That's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, we've been hustling.
Well, your team still looks fresh, and I gotta say, the carpet does too. Talk about your game plan.
Simple. We called in the all-star team from CentOS, and they changed our ground game completely.
CentOS. They're known for uniforms. How do they tackle your floors?
Their towel and carpet deep cleaning service makes our flooring look like new. With our old playbook, we used to rip out the carpet. So we're running with CentOS from now on.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks to CentOS, there's plenty of life left in this dance floor. Let's go up to the booth.
Tile and carpet cleaning is one of the many expert services the CentOS team can tackle for your business. Don't replace your tile or carpets. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here. Number five of the countdown, the John Edwards trial, from ABC, Bob Woodruff. Reports on an emotional week for this trial, which saw John Edwards' daughter flee the courtroom in tears.
As the questioning turned to this 2007 National Enquirer story about Edwards' affair with Riel Hunter, the defendant turned to his daughter. "Do you want to leave?" he asked, calling her Kate, Kate, as she hurriedly left the courtroom in tears. Edwards put his head down in his hands as Reynolds testified about a heated fight between the couple at a North Carolina airport in full view of several staff members. A fight, she said, was triggered by the Enquirer story. "Elizabeth was very upset," Reynolds told jurors. "She stormed off and collapsed into a ball in the parking lot. She screamed at her husband, 'You don't see me anymore,' and she took off her shirt and bra." Edwards' attorney suggested it was the specter of the affair getting widespread attention in the media that led to Elizabeth's breakdown. "You know that she was mortified by the publicity?" the attorney asked. "Yes," Reynolds replied. "She was humiliated by this, wasn't she?" "Yes."
"What we see is a person who appears to have been caught in quicksand after his affair. And the question about the cover-up, was it a cover-up to protect himself and keep his family intact? Or was it about the presidential campaign? It's going to be one of the key questions."
Later in the afternoon, Kate Edwards returned to the courtroom, only to hear former campaign scheduler Matthew Nelson testify about another heated and emotional fight her parents had, this time in the car earlier that same day. "She was pawing him in the back seat," Nelson testified, saying Elizabeth mockingly asked her husband, "Is this what you do in the car when you two are together in New York City?" Nelson told the jury John Edwards encouraged Elizabeth to calm down, asking that she not do this in front of our friends. "They are not our friends," Nelson told Elizabeth, replied. "They are our staff." Outside, Edwards tried to console his daughter in full view of a dozen cameras.
Number four on the countdown, the death of Junior Seau. Talk host Mike Slater with former San Diego Chargers coach Mike Riley. They talk about Junior Seau and how he was so much more than just a sports figure around the city of San Diego.
You've been in a lot of cities, and every city I've been to, they have their legend. They have that guy who's not only the best player on the field, but for some reason somehow transcends sports and becomes a representative of the spirit of the city. And Junior Seau was that person. How? What is it? What is that characteristic that someone has that makes them, enables them to do that?
Well, first of all, you know, I think that he, you know, basically is a local guy, you know, which I really marveled at that when I was down there, because here is basically a hometown kid, goes right up the road to USC to play football and is a star player there, comes home to San Diego right down the road and plays the bulk of his career. Very unusual, you know, in our world where you're transported all over the place to do your job in football. And he was able to do it at a place he dearly loved. I mean, and whether you're talking about Los Angeles or San Diego, all of Southern California, he embraced it all. And then, you know, he always wanted to do more. You know, so whether it was, you know, an event in the city, everybody wanted Junior there because he was the representative of San Diego, not just the Chargers. He was San Diego, California. He was Southern California. He was, you know, it was like, you know, the perfect marriage, I think, for a long, long time.
So the death of Junior Seau is the fourth most talked about topic this week on the countdown. Let's recap. Facebook's new organ donor status is 10. The Martin Zimmerman case is number 9. Cleveland bridge plot, number 8. Occupy May Day protesters, 7. Chinese activist case, 6. John Edwards trial, 5. The death of Junior Seau is 4. So that leaves us with 3, 2, and 1. And you'll be happy to know they're coming up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need to grow bigger, more beautiful plants? Absolutely. Like Miracle-Gro 8-quart potting mix, now only $3.97. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scotts and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow plants twice as big with Miracle-Gro. And watch your savings grow. Save money, live better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through this hour and more than halfway through the countdown, Doug Steffen here. The week ending Friday, May 4th, is our focus on the Talk Radio Countdown Weekender. Up to number 3, the President's visit to Afghanistan. Here, host David Kuharsky talks to Mark Smith from the Associated Press about the President's plan to keep a U.S. presence in Afghanistan at least until 2024.
When we think about this trip, we think about this pact that was signed in Afghanistan. The country will have a presence in Afghanistan now for well over a decade, helping this government transition. Am I right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, basically, the idea is that after NATO's mission ends, which is at the end of 2014, the main combat obligation will be finished. The war, if you will be over. But as it does in a number of other countries around the world, America will have a residual presence there. There will be some troops. The amount has not yet been specified. The amount of U.S. aid has not been specified. But it will, you know, it will be Afghan sovereignty, and to the extent that there are night raids and major operations, they'll be Afghan-led. But U.S. officials are keen to point out that it will give America the opportunity to strike terrorist targets. For example, if al-Qaeda tries to set up another operations and training base there, this will give America a foothold there, and most importantly, it will mean that America does not just walk away from Afghanistan as it has done before to its longstanding regret.
Now, when we think about this visit, when we think about a dignitary's visit, we've heard of surprise visits from the vice president and maybe the defense secretary, someone, you know, showing up at a higher level in, you know, Afghanistan or when we were in Iraq. Any idea what the morale of the troops were with the president's surprise visit? Was he able to meet with troops?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, keep in mind that the sort of focus of American operations in Afghanistan remains Bagram Air Base, which is north of the capital, Kabul. And yeah, in addition to giving this speech to the nation last night from Bagram, the president did meet with a couple thousand troops there. It was over 1,000. I'm not sure if it was quite a couple thousand. Anyhow, a very noisy and cheering crowd, which he reminded of its role in launching the raid against bin Laden, which was a year ago that helicopters took off from Bagram headed for Pakistan. They cheered his assertion that their efforts are bringing stability and peace to a country that has known all too little of it, but also that the transition is underway and the end of a decade of war is in sight.
From Fox, Martha McCallum talked to political commentators Tucker Carlson and Alan Combs about the similarities between President Obama's speech in Afghanistan and President Bush's mission accomplished speech. Remember that from 2003?
You know, I looked up some numbers this morning. After President Bush gave that speech on the aircraft carrier, talking about Iraq, 4,270 servicemen and women were killed in Iraq after that date. Do you think, Alan, let me start with you, that President Obama risks seeing the same kind of unstable future in Afghanistan, given the format?
Well, I do think there'll be an unstable future in Afghanistan. I'm against staying there and then spending millions, trillions of dollars for 10 years after 2014. But the difference is he didn't arrive Top Gun style in a flight suit, landing on a deck of an aircraft carrier, saying mission accomplished, after which we had years and years and years of battle. This is a very different scenario and a very different dynamic, and we're saying we're getting out by 2014. I may not agree with staying there, you know, in an advisory capacity for another 10 years, but we're not staying there in battle. I don't know how you can compare this around. Anybody can compare this to the Top Gun moment, which was at really the beginning of the combat in Iraq.
But you know, so much of this, when I look at it, when you compare this mission accomplished discussion, right, is what happens from here in Afghanistan? You know, where do we go from here? And will the president achieve his goal? He says, this is a quote from him, the goal I set to defeat al-Qaeda, to deny it a chance to rebuild, and that is within reach. So, Tucker, you know, whether or not that's accomplished is something that he will be measured by. He doesn't talk about Afghanistan a whole lot, so we may not hear much about it in the next 6 months.
Well, that's true. He doesn't. And I think you're always wise to bet on instability and uncertainty in Afghanistan. Let me just say, though, that Alan's position and the White House position on this doesn't actually make sense on the simplest level. Here they're conceding that members of the administration, high ranking, opposed this mission to take out bin Laden, and yet they're attacking Mitt Romney for taking that same position.
No, it's up to the president to make a decision.
There's an internal contradiction. So let me just say,
no,
it doesn't work politically. Would they do this again? Would they run this ad again? Of course not. It was a massive
mistake.
He's
the commander-in-chief. He makes a decision, Tucker. That's the job of a commander-in-chief. Listen to his advisors, who don't all walk in lockstep, and then make a considered decision based on the information he has. That's what a commander-in-chief does.
But to attack Romney for coming to that same conclusion?
He didn't attack Romney.
I mean,
he didn't even mention his name.
They just put up an ad attacking Romney with the former president.
Romney's been all over the place.
Alan, would you concede that the discussion has sort of moved to that rather than, you know, focusing on exactly what you point out, that President Obama, you know, but both sides agree.
It's moved
made
to
a very
that.
Decisive decision in that room that night that he gets credit for.
It's moved to that by a bunch of conservatives who will hate anything this president does.
Well, after all that, we're into number two, the one-year anniversary of the death of Osama bin Laden, and that's up next here on The Countdown.
There are 90 days of summer ahead. Why not make the most of every one? Come to our Summer in Clinique event at Macy's today. You'll find bright ideas for looking fresh and fabulous all season, best bronzing tips, safe in the sun smarts, and no-melt makeup advice. Let's get the season started right now. A free 14-day supply of Super City Block SPF 40 is waiting with your consultation. Sound great? Then we'll see you at our Summer in Clinique event at Macy's. One to a client, please, while supplies last.
Hello, I'm Ben Vereen. You probably know me for my singing, acting, and dancing on Broadway, television and the big screen, but what you may not know about me is that I'm one of the 26 million Americans living with diabetes. My doctor diagnosed me 4 years ago. But now, with my blood sugar levels under control, I've been blessed to continue to do what I love to do, perform, and not let this disease, type 2 diabetes, hold me back. In fact, I've taken a stand for my diabetes, and I'm asking those of you with diabetes and those who love them to take this stand with me. Talk to your doctor today and visit standfordiabetes.org to learn more. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of taking control of your diabetes made possible with support from Sanofi US.
Remember, if you have diabetes, it doesn't have to hold you back.
To help keep diabetes in control, minimizing high and low blood sugars is key. But for the nearly 26 million Americans with diabetes, this can be a challenge. Now, technology takes blood sugar testing a step further. The new OneTouch Vario IQ is the first and only meter to look for patterns of high and low blood sugar and provide alerts right on the screen. With every test, the meter compares the current result with previous results to identify patterns people may not know exist. Endocrinologist Dr. Steve Edelman.
This tool is particularly valuable for people taking insulin because they're at the greatest risk of experiencing low blood sugar. They also test to adjust their insulin for meals and activity. Now, instead of just treating highs and lows as they happen, the new OneTouch Vario IQ meter helps people identify patterns so they can look for root causes. Then, they can take action to prevent them in the future.
Dr. Edelman also advocates a healthy diet and exercise to help manage diabetes. For more information, visit OneTouch.com. I'm Lynn Thompson.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Hot hits and talk radio, the big subjects, the topics, and number two this week, the continuing discussion of the anniversary of the death of Osama bin Laden. From our Countdown affiliate, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, host Rick Jensen talks to Jim Williams of Public Policy Polling about whether anybody really benefits from the back and forth between President Obama and Mitt Romney over the decision to send in the SEALs to take out bin Laden.
Yeah, my question to you is, who benefits from this this nonsense about, you know, hey, I want to kill terrorists and you don't?
I think the Obama campaign sees kind of a unique opportunity here for a Democrat to go on the offensive in terms of national security. I think voters in America have historically viewed Democrats as being weaker on national security, and when you've got 1 year anniversary of the killing of Osama bin Laden, and you combine that with the treaty that they signed yesterday in Afghanistan, agreeing to the drawdown in troops over the next couple of years. And then you throw on top of it, Mitt Romney, Barack Obama's opponent, saying explicitly in 2007 that he would not have authorized the type of mission that Barack Obama authorized in order to take out bin Laden. It's almost too good to pass up from the Obama campaign's perspective.
Yeah, when it comes to the Pakistan message, that's on target. But with what Joe Biden said, it just seems kind of goofy. Are they? Do you think they're not? Are they just ignoring the fact that so much of what people say in context is on record and easily available now because of the immediacy of the internet?
I think you're starting to see video clips becoming more and more prevalent as Twitter grows, YouTube grows. I mean, we've seen that happening more and more over the last few election cycles. So there's always going to be words that you can throw back in people's faces as we go forward in the campaign. I think any day that or the Democratic president has a chance to sort of go on the offensive on national security, and frankly, any day that the Obama campaign is making Romney defend his past comments instead of having to defend Obama's, you know, stewardship of the economy, for example, that's what the Obama campaign would rather be doing.
Oh, yeah, it's a good day. You know, both parties want to make sure they put the other guy on defensive. They want to try to define the other guy before they get a chance to. But I want to ask you about the attention span of the American voter. In your career as a pollster, have you learned anything about the attention span of the American voter? And if so, what?
I think over the past few years especially, the attention span of everyone has shortened. We have so many options for media now. We have so many options for how we spend our leisure time. We have so many cable channels. We have so many radio stations. We have so many websites we can go to. And if folks aren't hearing what they want to hear from one, they just flip right over to the other. And in some ways, I think that contributes to polarization in our politics as well. Everyone has choices. They can just go into their own kind of echo chamber, and they don't have a lot of patience for views that might conflict with their own.
Here's Talk Host Scott Wilder with the focus on the reaction of current and former Navy SEALs to the president's using the killing of bin Laden in his campaign.
This is a big deal. This is not Mitt Romney saying it. It's not me saying it. It's the guys who actually are the heroes. And what do they say? What they say is, you know what? Look, it was something that any president would do. What they really say is, don't break your arm patting yourself on the back. That's what they say. And former Navy SEAL, even current Navy SEALs, and I'm a little nervous about that because I don't like people who are, you know, currently serving a commander-in-chief, any commander-in-chief, talking ill of the commander-in-chief. That's one of the great benefits of being the commander-in-chief, is you can say what you want, even say something negative about the troops, and they can't say it back. So serving and former U.S. Navy SEALs are slamming the president for taking credit for the killing of Osama bin Laden, and they are accusing him of using special forces as his ammunition for his reelection campaign. The SEALs spoke out to Mail Online, it's the Daily Mail, Toby Harnden for the UK Daily Mail. He's based in Washington, D.C. He's a great writer, and he's from the UK. He says they spoke to the Daily Mail and Mail Online after the Obama campaign released the ad, a political ad, entitled One Chance. And you've seen this before, probably. In it, Bill Clinton, former President Bill Clinton, is featured saying that Mr. Obama took the harder and the more honorable path in ordering the bin Laden killing. Then the words, which path would Mitt Romney have taken, are displayed. Okay, so what do people think of that? What do you think of that? And then the question really is the killing of bin Laden fair game for campaigning? Is that fair game? Is that just part of what the president has done? It is obviously part of his record. No other president will be able to say they ordered that or that they gave the go. That belongs solely to Barack Obama. Is that a problem? Are the critics just crazy? Mr. Obama, at a press conference, said, I said I'd go after bin Laden if we had a clear shot at him, and I did. If there are others who have said one thing in the past and now suggest they do something else, then I'd say, you know, go let them explain it. But Ryan Zinke is a former commander in the U.S. Navy. He spent 23 years as a Navy SEAL and led a SEAL Team 6 assault unit. He said, the decision was a no-brainer. I applaud him for making it, but I would not overly pat myself on the back for making the right call. I think every president would have done the same. He is justified, the president, in saying that it was his decision. But the preparation, the sacrifice, it was a broader team effort. Zinke also said the president and his administration are positioning him as a war president using the SEALs as ammunition. It was predictable. In fact, we did predict it at the time.
Another talk host, Joe Kelly, talking to analyst Jamie Dupree about the recent release of some of the documents seized during the attack that killed bin Laden.
Let's start with Osama bin Laden and the expectation that we'll see some new documents today.
Not only expectation, it's going to happen in just over an hour. An arm of the U.S. intelligence services and military are going to release a number of the documents that were seized a year ago in that raid by U.S. Navy SEALs in Pakistan, the raid that killed Osama bin Laden. They brought home a treasure trove of flash drives and other computer equipment. From that, they mined all kinds of different items about what was going on inside not only al-Qaeda, but also in the mind of bin Laden himself. So we'll see what gets released today by the feds.
Obviously, though, those kinds of documents releasing to the public are either going to be heavily redacted or selectively chosen.
Sure.
There's no reason for the whole world to be privy to every single piece of information that was found in that house, I would imagine.
Well, of course not, but some of it, you know, obviously they'll be the ones that will be looking at it and then handing it to us, and you got to keep that in the back of your mind, but you should keep that in the back of your mind any time you're told anything by U.S. intelligence.
So why, either based upon your years of experience or something that you've heard or that someone has said, why would they release any of these documents?
I don't know. We'll just have to see what's in them. I mean, obviously, it speaks to what bin Laden was going through. It's maybe a little PR to show that the U.S. attacks against bin Laden and his lieutenants were working. We'll have to actually see what's in them to get a better idea.
That leaves us with number one, and that's the presidential race. That's In the Focus next, as you might imagine, here on the Talk Radio Review.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail: women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, indeed. We're up to number one on the countdown. We review all 10, and number one is the race to the White House. Here's Talk Host Steve Gill with Herman Cain to talk about Cain's plans to help the Mitt Romney campaign.
Like Santorum, like Newt, he is at some point perhaps going to sit down and talk with Mitt Romney about what it takes to get the conservative base on board with what Mitt Romney is going to have to do to win the election.
I've already started that process with trying to help get the party and the conservatives back together. I met with Mitt Romney a week ago Tuesday, had a very good discussion. The most important thing is he realizes that there has to be some coming together, some healing. And so I have been speaking on that very topic for the last couple of weeks, and in fact, my latest commentary talks about the dramatic differences between decisions that Barack Obama has made versus decisions Mitt Romney would make. So the process has started. But let me make another comment about Newt. I agree with you. I think that speech that Newt gave last night, late yesterday afternoon, helped to regain some of his intellectual credibility. It was beautiful the way he did it in terms of talking about not only issues and solutions and challenges, and that's really the big value that he brings to the conservative party, the Republican Party and conservative movement. But I just want to throw that in because I absolutely agree with you in terms of what he had to say yesterday.
Some people have said, Herman, that the Romney team really doesn't get how big a problem they have with Christian evangelicals, with the Tea Party base, with the conservative base. Do you have the sense in talking with him that they understand that it's not just a, you know, they had a meeting with some bloggers and some conservative editors last week. Do they get that it's not like a one meeting fix, that they've got a real gap between them and the base, and that base is far from mobilized, motivated, and enthused about him? Do they even understand they've got a problem?
they do understand that they have a problem. In addition to meeting with Governor Romney, we also spent some time with the senior staff, and we brought out that very point. So I would say this, they are getting it, but they have not gotten it as much as they need to get it to be much more proactive in addressing that issue. Because I happen to believe that you can close that gap, but they're going to have to address it face on, you know, head on the right way. They're getting it, but they need to get it some more.
Here's how Steve Gruber talking to Dagny Leonard from Americans Elect about her group's idea to create an online primary to put a third-party candidate on the ballot nationwide.
Tell us what the plan is, and is there anybody up for the nomination, or how does this process going to roll out?
Sure. We are inviting every U.S. registered voter to come online at AmericansElect.org and participate in the first ever national online primary to choose a ticket outside of the two-party system. So in June, we'll hold our online nominating convention, and the winning ticket out of this process, which is chosen directly by the delegates, will inherit the Americans Elect line on the ballot in every state. We're actually already on the ballot in Michigan and about 26 other states, so we're right on target, and we're really trying to give candidates and voters a safe place to go to participate authentically without having, without being subject to pandering to the extremes of either party.
I understand. So, okay, everybody bear with me. My name is Steve Gruber. I'm announcing my candidacy for president right here this morning. Okay, I'm not doing that. But, Danny, talk about the process, though. Who could be nominated? Who could be on the ballot? How is the process going to work, where they're vetted out or people are able to select who they want? I mean, is it going to be a bio online? Will there be online video, YouTube, Facebook? How does it work? How does it play out?
Well, any constitutionally qualified candidate can run for the Americans Elect ticket. People who are, as we call it, automatically qualified are individuals who have exhibited similar leadership roles to past presidents. People who are constitutionally qualified but might not have that leadership background are certainly welcome to run. They just have to show a bit more support. So this month we will sort of narrow down the candidate pool, and in June, on June 12th, the final convention will start. The top six tickets will go into this convention in June. And so the candidates, before they go into the convention, have to choose a running mate of a different party.
I really can't run. That's the good news here, though.
They'll run as a ticket, and that will be directly chosen by the delegates. And there can be up to three rounds of voting until one ticket gets the majority vote.
Presidential race, most talked about topic on talk radio this week. Let's recap. Facebook's organ donor status update, number 10. The Martin Zimmerman case, number 9. Cleveland Bridge plot, number 8. Occupy May Day protest, number 7. Chinese activist case is 6. John Edwards trial is 5. Death of Junior Seau is number 4. President's visit to Afghanistan is number 3. The anniversary of the death of Bin Laden, number 2. And the Republicans versus the Democrats on the way to the presidency. That's the top item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.